Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast. You get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the President and CEO of First Majestic Silver, Keith Neumeyer, to talk about silver and some big news. Silver is currently unloved among metals markets and mining investors. For value investors, this spells one word, opportunity. The fundamentals of this sector could not be more unequivocal. Stockpiles are gone. Most of the world's above-ground silver, mined over a span of greater than 4,000 years, is gone, literally consumed and now strewn across the world's landfills. A long-term supply deficit. It has now been established that the silver market has been in continuous supply deficit for approximately 30 years, something unprecedented in the history of metals markets. Pricing. The price of silver is near absolute extremes, both in real dollar terms and in relation to the price of gold. For 4,000 years, this price ratio gravitated around 15 to 1. Today, this ratio stands at an ultra-extreme level of 80 to 1, despite the destruction of global silver stockpiles. Resource investors understand the best vehicles for capitalizing on an unloved, undervalued resource sector, the commodity producers. Mining companies provide natural leverage on the metals they produce. As metals prices increase, the profitability of mining companies generally rises in multiples of the increase in commodity price. For mining investors looking to capitalize on this most undervalued metal, First Majestic Silver Corp is a great place to start. Symbol FR. Typically, as a mining sector emerges from a trough, it is the larger cap producers who lead the way higher. FR is a profitable mid-tier silver producer with six operational silver mines, all located in Mexico, the global capital for silver production. Despite this operational success, the company's share price has been punished. First Majestic was recently in the news as it added a seventh mine to its operations, another silver-gold producer in Mexico. Stockhouse once again had the opportunity to sit down with the CEO of First Majestic, Keith Neumeyer, to delve deeper into this acquisition and the silver market in general. I'm Jeff Nielsen. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with Keith Neumeyer. We're here today to get the latest news on First Majestic Silver. Thanks for joining me today, Keith.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming into the office today.
It's a pleasure to be here and to talk about silver. But before we get into talking about the sector, let's take a second to talk about the company share price. How do we reconcile this with the big growth numbers that First Majestic is now projecting?
Well, you know, I don't know, the market is the market, and, I've spent 35 years in the public market space, and sometimes the market even surprises me on what, actually happens. But if you go back and look at, all the acquisitions that we've done in the history of the company, every single time, the company gets sold down. It's the institutions, it's the big hedge funds, there's an arb there that's created between the target and the buyer, in this case ourselves and Primero. So there's often hedge funds who will take the position, they'll take a short position in First Majestic and they'll take a long position in Primero, and then they lock in their 5 to 10% gain automatically, so it's easy money for them. And then when the transaction settles, obviously the short position is covered as a result of the issuance of shares in exchange for the Primero shares that they've bought into the market, and the short is no longer there, and they walk away with a decent profit. And it's just the way the market is. There's nothing we can do about it. It's just unfortunate, but it is disruptive. It's hard on our shareholders. So we get a lot of retail investors calling and asking, what's going on in the stock, and it is difficult to explain at times. But we're very focused on getting this transaction done, and when the transaction is complete, I'm sure the stock will go back to normal.
Well, the bottom line for new investors is that these dynamics spell one word: opportunity. But let's get further into the interview. Keith, the fundamentals I mentioned earlier tell a pretty clear story. The world is running out of silver. Does the world still need silver, and why?
Well, everything we do as a human race requires silver, and it surprises me that, I do travel around the world, and I talk to some of the, biggest institutions on the planet, and people look at silver as the poor man's gold, and silver and gold, in my view, have very little relationship between each other. They're both precious metals, of course, but I look at silver as a strategic metal, more so as a precious metal. This call or this interview couldn't be taking place without silver, and you wouldn't be able to drive to work without silver. You wouldn't be able to communicate via cell phone or via computer or most of, you know, all the nice niceties of our current way of living relies on silver. 70% of silver goes into industry, and it's not, that's not going to change as we continue to go the route we're going, getting off oil and gas and creating green technologies. As you know, silver is very much a green metal, and then we're going to require a lot more silver going forward as we develop new electrical grids and do all the things that we need to do with electric cars and solar panels and robotics and so on.
So demand for silver remains strong, with the market in deficit and global stockpiles gone. What will it take to bring the sector into balance in order to make the silver market sustainable?
Well, I don't. The market's not in balance, so I'm not quite clear on your question. You know, the market hasn't been in balance for several decades. If you go back to the 80s, when photographic use was really the primary use for silver, and then of course over time that changed. You know, with photography going very much digital. And computers and electronics and all the other things that we're doing with silver, solar panels and the like, have gobbled up all the above ground supplies. We're down to historic levels of above ground supplies of the metal, and most of the metals in ETFs and really not available for industry. So the miners are producing less silver for three consecutive years now, which is quite interesting, and the consumption continually rises, and it's not showing up in price yet, but my thesis is that it will. One day, whether it's Sony or Apple or Tesla or Toyota, you name it, these are huge consumers of silver, and one day there's going to be a problem with supply, and they're just not going to simply be able to produce the products that they currently are producing today.
So supply and demand is seriously out of balance. Well, my training in Economics 101 tells me that the only way to fix that is higher prices. But let's get back into how the commodity producers leverage the price of the commodity they produce. What makes First Majestic virtually unique among the world's silver producers?
Well, silver mines are pretty rare. We have a very interesting portfolio of six producing silver mines, which are primarily silver mines. Most silver on a worldwide scale is produced through base metal miners. Silver companies in themselves are quite rare. There's really only a handful of companies in the world that are primary silver producers. We're actually one of the purest silver companies in the world, and it's something that we're very proud of and something that we maintain. And whenever we're looking at acquisitions or developing our assets, we're always looking at producing as much silver on a percentage basis compared to other metals.
A pure play on silver. So First Majestic has made a conscious choice to focus on pure silver producing projects with respect to the mines it's already put into production, along with some gold byproducts. You already had six producing mines, now you've added a seventh. Please tell us about this new friendly acquisition.
Well, sure. The San Dimas mine, which is currently owned by Primero, it's a well-known, very important Mexican silver gold mine. It's been in production for somewhere around 300 years. It'll be production for several decades into the future. It's an exciting mine. It comes with some problems. Mines wouldn't become available unless there was obviously some kind of issues with it. But that's really our sweet spot. That's our expertise. We build this business by buying distressed assets, and this asset is distressed. It needs new people, it needs new money, and it needs time. And we're very excited about the opportunity, and adding the seventh mine is going to have a big impact on First Majestic over time.
Now, something that investors might need to have explained is the streaming agreement that was already in place with Wheaton Precious Metals International. Will that agreement change under the terms of this deal? And if so, how?
Yeah, the current stream is somewhat onerous on Primero, particularly due to the current metal prices. If metal prices were higher, it probably wouldn't be as much of an issue. But they're required to deliver a minimum amount of silver ounces into WPM stream, and that minimum amount is difficult for Primero to sustain, and the price is obviously very low. It's in the low $4 range. So there's very little cash flows left over for Primero to really manage the business and expand the mine. So, once closing occurs, The stream will change quite substantially, whereby the stream will be based on 25% of the revenues coming out of the production of gold and silver, which is going to add substantial cash flows to the operation in order for us to get back and start reinvesting capital to bring San Dimas back to what it used to produce back in the last decade.
So much stronger economics once this mine has been folded into your own operations. How will this acquisition factor into First Majestic's overall production numbers?
Well, we're not giving guidance yet. Once closing occurs, we'll be putting out guidance in April, we're expecting, because it's going to change the overall production numbers of the other companies as well. The other mines. We're going to relook at our entire portfolio and start allocating capital to where it makes most sense. And San Dimas will be obviously a recipient of some investment. And it's those that's really the current focus of exactly what our new budget's going to look like going forward after closing. But the production is going to be substantial. The mine produced somewhere around 10 million silver equivalent ounces in 2017, and we're expecting it'll be a very similar number for 2018.
So this is going to be a big bump in production then. Keith, do you have any final advice for silver investors who have been waiting patiently, in some cases for years, for these market fundamentals to translate into much higher silver prices?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I think patience is really the key, it's difficult to be a resource investor. We've seen a lot of investment capital chasing the big markets, the Dow Jones and the S&P and alike, and that's where the trade has been, that's where the money is being made. But I think investors need to take a contrarian view. We're currently in the market buying First Majestic shares. We're using the company's share buyback program right now, and we're taking advantage of these low share prices, because I do think it's short term. But timing is always the issue. You never know when the market changes, but when it does, it changes very quickly. And I'm sure that silver and gold will start to move higher as the year progresses, and that's going to be good for our shareholders and obviously good for our share price.
Well, let's put this all together for our investors. Buy low, sell high. This has always been how investors make money. The silver market is heading for an epic reversal, higher. First Majestic Silver is one of the purest vehicles for investors seeking to position themselves for this coming bull market. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Keith Neumeyer, CEO of First Majestic Silver. Thanks for spending time with me today, Keith.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Jeff.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.